Our book review this morning is from Zoe Coyle, and the name of it is Where the Light Gets In. Congratulations on your first novel, Zoe. Give us an overview of the story.
Thank you very much, Rick. So, yes, it's called Where the Light Gets In, and it's about a young woman named Delphi Hoffman who is living in London, and she's just getting her life together, a new job, a potential new love affair, when she's called by her mother. Her mother has a degenerative disease, and her mother lives in Tasmania, and her mother calls her from London to Australia to support her during the process of euthanizing. And it basically, what happens in the atomic fallout of grief, which Delphi's known from early in her life. And it really is a book about how we find our feet after trauma and how we come back to living a life of meaning and love and connection. So it's not super bleak. The first part is hard going, but I'm a big believer in joy and hope, so the book is shot through with that as well.
I thought the book was well written and nicely paced. Being your first novel, Zoe, how daunting was the process?
Very. Very. I'd written 7 novels before and not completed them. And Rick, it was turning 40, and I just went, you know what, I've just got to bite the bullet and do this. And there's a beautiful Arthur Miller quote where he says about his work, "This is the best that I can do, take it or leave it." And there's actually something kind of liberating in that, where it's just turned up at the desk and kept writing. And at the end, I felt this sort of release in, well, look, that's the best I can do. So it was daunting, but hugely satisfying, but without a doubt, one of the biggest undertakings of my life.
So you mentioned some of the contentious issues when we're talking about euthanasia, which I thought was covered with dignity and respect. Is it a difficult subject to cover?
So glad that you found it like that, because I didn't want it to be heavy-handed. I didn't want the book to be lecturing the reader in any way. My aim was to create fictional characters and a fictional storyline to explore big themes, and one of the themes is euthanasia. But it's also more around the death of anyone that is beloved. I tried to handle it sensitively, and to navigate through asking questions rather than lecturing. I do have a personal connection to that, where my mother had a degenerative disease. And this book is certainly not a memoir or thinly veiled memoir. It's not that. My mother decided to euthanize herself in a time when that wasn't available, when a voluntary assisted dying wasn't available legally. So it meant that she had to die on her own. And the fallout for that for me personally in my life, the not being able to be with her, was huge. So I wanted to explore that, really. But then, more interestingly to me is how we recover, what resilience looks like, and that when we get broken, and we all get broken by life, we all suffer, how we put ourselves back together and how life can become more meaningful and better after that.
I actually quite like it was so realistic, because the lead actress, or not actress, the lead character, she has her flaws and she makes mistakes, but the good thing about it, she gets back up. And there are mistakes a lot of us can relate to. And I was going to ask you about the personal connection, had the loving mum, but also the very distant father. So does that come into your equation as well?
No, it doesn't. I'm endlessly fascinated by the relationships that form us from childhood. So what I did there was I was just trying to create a tension that she could explore, that Delphi, the main character, could really try to find a sense of self and how she finds her way home to family and what family means.
Well, that's well done. And the main thing is, a good read is something that's interesting. Forget about your storylines, whatever. If you can captivate the listeners in radio and in reading with books, and you certainly did this with this one, Where the Light Gets In. With all your disciplines you've been involved with, Zoe, we're talking about acting, we're talking about motherhood, modelling, all manner of things. Where does writing fit into the equation?
That's a great question too. So look, I haven't acted for many years, but I did go to NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Art in Sydney, and I have my own company called Pilot Light. I work in leadership and connection communication. So writing is a deep joy, and I've just handed in my second book to Ultimo Press with the working title The Dangers of Female Provocation, and that's a very different book, and it's about sex and power, which, you know, was really great fun to write.
Yeah, good topics.
Because, Yeah, it turns out writing a book about grief and love, which is the first one, which is hopefully a very tender book, but also I'm pleased that you say that it was a good read, because as a big reader myself and a big film watcher, I want to really bring the reader through at a clip. You know, I wanted them to feel pulled through to the final page. But writing is, I'm sure it will be part of my life always. But if I could make a balance between being a writer and my company, Pilot Light, that would be a perfect situation. But as you say, I've got four children, so I'm busy.
You must have a good sense of humour, four children. Well done, Zoe. When we're talking to the authors, we don't normally get first-time authors, so it's an interesting concept. When you're planning the story, are you conscious of how much you're going to devote to drama, suspense, or the family rivalry? Is it all put in together when you're planning that first book?
So for me, I can only answer for myself, no, it wasn't. And there was another quote that really helped me with this too, and I can't remember who said it, but it's that when you're writing, it's the equivalent to being in a car at night and you can only see as far as the headlights in front of you. So that was really helpful for me, that just doing the writing, the uncovering of it, was there was the hard graft, just turning up and pushing through. But because I used to be an actor and because I've watched a lot of films, characterization was very important for me and propelling the scenes forward. So how I did that was that I would just clump it into sort of breaks or little sections, and I would ask a yes-no question at the beginning of that, and I would make sure it had been answered at the end. So not literally, the reader wouldn't know, but it just meant that instead of me going off in self-indulgent ways and overwriting stuff, I kept this sort of, well, the aim was to keep it taut and keep it pulled through. But I certainly had big themes that I wanted to explore. As I mentioned before, I wanted to explore grief, and I wanted to explore family, and I wanted to explore resilience and hope. But unexpected things happened. I hadn't expected the novel to unfold in three different countries. And I think, in honesty, Rick, that was a little bit because we were just coming to the point where we were going to get locked up, you know, with COVID.
Yep.
And I think there was a bit of wish fulfillment going on there. But the three countries, it's set in Australia and Tasmania, and then in England, and then in Italy. And I've lived in those countries. And whenever I'm in all of them, I miss the others. But my home is Australia.
Zoe, after putting your first book together, it's published, all the trials and tribulations, has this ignited another career path for you, or is this going to be the career path?
I'd like to. Look, it sounds a bit greedy. I would like to stay. I do love facilitating. I love that. I love being in the room with people, you know, my job and my company at Pilot Light. But if I could have both, does that sound greedy, Rick?
Yeah, it does. But what, as Frank Sinatra used to say, take a big bite and chew like crazy.
I love that. Look, it's interesting getting older too. You know, I'm in my 40s now, and actually, you know, facilitating and being out in the world a lot, it feels I'm getting older, I am interested in a sort of quiet, paced life, and maybe writing will facilitate that for me. But you know what? Let's see whether the book sells, whether people think it's any good. I've absolutely loved doing book two. I'm very clear about where book three is. So as long as I've got something to say and contribute, and beautiful Ultimo Press want to keep publishing me, then I'll keep going.
Zoe, thanks very much for joining us on ABC Wide Bay. The name of the book is Where the Light Gets In. Congratulations and best of Irish luck.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate your time and that you read it. Thank you.